Random House Audio presents The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt by Edmund Morris. Read by Mark Deakins. Prologue. New Year's Day, 1907. At 11 o'clock precisely, the sound of trumpets echoes within the White House and floats through open windows out into the sunny morning. A shiver of excitement strikes the line of people waiting four abreast outside Theodore Roosevelt's front gate and runs in serpentine reflex along Pennsylvania Avenue as far as 17th Street before whipping south and dissipating itself over half a mile away. The shiver is accompanied by a murmur. The president's on his way downstairs. There is some shifting of feet, but no eager pushing forward. The crowd knows that Roosevelt has hundreds of bejeweled and manicured hands to shake privately before he grasps the coarser flesh of the general public. Judging by last year's reception, the gate will not be unlocked until 1 o'clock, and even then it will take a good 2 hours for everybody to pass through. Roosevelt may be the fastest handshaker in history. He averages 50 grips a minute, but he is also the most conscientious, insisting that all citizens who are sober, washed, and free of bodily advertising be permitted to wish the President of the United States a Happy New Year. On a day as perfect as this, nobody minds standing in line, with the possible exception of those unfortunates in the blue shadow of the State, War, and Navy building. Already the temperature is a spring-like 55 degrees. It is Roosevelt weather, to use a popular phrase. Ladies carry bunches of sweet-smelling hyacinths. Gentlemen refresh their thirst at dray wagons parked against the sidewalk. A reporter, strolling up and down the line, notices that the weather has brought out an unusual number of children.